So good evening, everyone. This is the Shining Light Call for August the 23rd, 2017. And the topic tonight is Manifestation Part 2. So I just want to do a brief recap of what we talked about last time. So last time I mentioned that for manifestation, in that the truth is we are always manifesting because that's our true nature. We are actually a part of the creative source, so our nature is to create and to always manifest. So we manifest, however, most of the time we manifest unconsciously. We don't know that we are actually manifesting because we were just never told when we were growing up. And now that we know more about our true nature, we know more about how our mind and how we actually work. So we are more conscious of what manifestation is. So we want to actually have more control and also more input consciously into how and what we manifest. And I also mentioned last time that there are a couple of things that we need to remember when we manifest. Number one is it's probably easiest to manifest if you manifest within the collective agreement, which means that collective agreement is that things don't just pop out of thin air. Not that we can't do it, we can, definitely. However, most people don't really have that level of confidence in their own manifestation that they can just pop things out of thin air. And most people, if you actually do that, pop things out of thin air, they would look at you and think you are, you know, some sort of alien or crazy, and they run the other way. So that's why it's probably easiest when we at first try to be more conscious about how and what we manifest is to manifest within the collective agreement, which is we create a story. Let's say if we want to manifest a comfortable chair, we can either learn how to make one, or we borrow one, or we go and buy one. So those would be the tried and true ways of getting things. And the other thing to remember is that we can only manifest within our range of vibration. What do I mean by that? Because a lot of times, like even in our example of trying to manifest a comfortable chair, we have to go and buy. So that means that the vibration, what I mean by the range of vibration is that, let's say if you want to go and borrow a comfortable chair, you can't just, it's not easy to just say, okay, somebody from the street and say, okay, may I borrow your chair? That does not always is the most comfortable way of doing it. There are some people which would be absolutely receptive and be happy to lend you their chair. And then there'll be others who would just, you know, you can just tell by the way they try to avoid you and their demeanor that they don't want to play with you at all. So that's what I mean by you can only manifest within your range of vibration, because we are all vibrational beings. So, which means that if something happens and we can notice it in our environment, then those things would be within our range of vibration. Whereas if you want to manifest something that is higher than your own vibration range, then you would need to do something extra to raise your own vibration. And then you'll be able to engage even more from that level of higher vibration. So, which means that the rule is to always keep yourself in the highest vibration possible. And the other thing that I mentioned is that if it's actually much easier for you to have success if you manifest something that is within your own theme to experience. For example, if you like to meditate, then if your theme is to go within, then it's probably much easier for you to connect with other people who also likes to meditate, or to be able to connect with teachers who like to manifest how to do the meditation. So on the other hand, if you your own theme is to be going within, it may be harder for you to manifest, a trip that will allow you to go around the world, or do something that is not quite relevant to your theme of looking within. So that's what I mean by you would have the most success when you are manifesting within your own theme to experience. So those are kind of the few most pertinent points to remember when we first try to manifest. So that's the review, very quick review of what we mentioned last week. So today, this week, is the part two of manifestation. So what are we going to talk about? I just want to give an analogy, is that if we want something, and let's say you are in point A, and you want something, and in order to have that, you would have to go to point B. So from point A to point B, what would be the easiest way to go there would be a straight line, of course. However, a lot of times we don't go there in the straight line because things show up. What I mean things is that difficulties or roadblocks and those things would show up because that's just the way life is. So usually the things that show up, the roadblocks that show up, is something that is caused by our own belief system. So belief system, some of the beliefs that we know about, and then some of the beliefs, I would say a lot of the times, the beliefs we don't know about. So especially when we first start to do manifestation consciously, we are trying to actually flush out what are those things that we don't know about, what's lying in our unconscious mind. And when we get to look at those unconscious belief system, then we can actually really look at it and then make a decision on whether we want to still maintain that belief system that's going to make it harder for us to get our whatever it is that we want to manifest, or whether we want to actually take away and let go of some of our belief system in order for us to have a much easier road to get to what it is that we want to manifest. So basically, this week, what I'm talking about is how to find out what those unconscious beliefs are, and also how to process them and let them go, because that's really the only way to let go of those belief system. And once we let go of all the roadblocks, then getting from where we are right now to where we want to be, in order to have our manifest, whatever it is that we want to manifest, is just very simple. Smooth sailing. So I just actually want to start to talk about what are some of those beliefs, whether they are conscious or unconscious. So we as a human being here actually have a lot of layers of filters. So for example, we have a body. So our body is actually one of the major layer of filter. Everyone's body is unique. Just like our fingerprints, our body is unique. Some of us would have taller bodies, some has shorter bodies, some has more robust body, and some have really sensitive bodies. So each one is different. And even though the same thing happens, let's say, however, everyone would experience the same phenomenon in very unique and different ways. So you have to understand and take into consideration that your body would be first layer of filters. And let's say if your goal is to be able to swim 100 laps in, let's say, 20 minutes. So then your body, you really need to train your body in to be so efficient and be able to do the laps swimming so fast, and also be able to just use your body in the most efficient way in order to cut down the time it is for you to do the 100 laps of swimming in the time that you want to do. So then our body would be some of the, I would say, one of the major ways that stand in how easy it is for us to get our goal. And then some of the other filters would be our nationality. So let's say I'm Chinese, and then someone else may be French, and someone else may be American. So we all know that even though not all Americans are the same, or not all Chinese are the same, but if somebody say Chinese or American to you, a lot of the times you would have kind of like a very generic idea of a national character. And so then your nationality would be another filter that kind of makes you colors how you see the world as, and how you experience the world, and also how you manifest as well. And then the next layer would be gender. So if you are a man versus you, if you are a woman, then that would color how you are able to manifest. Even though we all can manifest, however, a male energy and a female energy would tend to manifest things very differently. And then the next layer of filter would be age. For example, somebody who is 5 years old may be able to manifest things very easily because they don't have a lot or don't have as many layers of experiences that tells them that they cannot do things, or that they have to do things a certain way. So actually the less programming and the less filters you have taken on in your life, the easier it is for you to manifest. And so age really, and experience as well, plays a big difference in how easy it is for you to manifest. And then the other big layer would be your peer group. So your peer group may be, if you were young, your peer group may be your parents, your siblings. And if you get older, then your friends and your partner in life, or maybe business partner. So all these are different layers of things that's going to influence and make it easier or make it harder for you to manifest, depending on your goal. So I'm just a few layers of the filters and beliefs. And then I also want to mention, last but not least, is that as the whole human race, like being human itself is a big filter, because the human experience, the human body and all that is just something that we took on as an experience. We, in our true nature, is really a spirit and etheric and a soul. So there really is no such thing as a human experience per se. We're just taking on this human suit and having an experience that is on this planet Earth. And when this life is over, we may decide to go somewhere else to have a completely different kind of experience. Maybe not even in human form. Maybe we will want to go and be in non-form for a while. So the human experience is also one of the major filter that we have to take into consideration. And within the human, let's say, layer, there are a lot of things that we need to take into consideration. For example, when we grow, when we were born, we were this little bundle, maybe not even 10 pounds in weight. And we went through the experience of being completely unable to take care of ourselves, and we have to rely on our parents and the grown-ups around us to take care of us. So we actually took on this, one of the layer of beliefs is that we are helpless. That is actually one of the big and major beliefs that we all as a human race took on. So humans took on this. So you don't even have to ask yourself whether you have a belief that you're helpless, because you are. You definitely will have that. It's already been layered in from you having that experience of being a baby, of being helpless. And then some of the other beliefs that you definitely have is that you're not good enough. It may not resonate with you too much now, depending on how much work you've done on yourself. So there is always this, I'm not good enough, because as a young baby, we try to do things, but we are so small that we can't do it yet. So that's also one of the beliefs that's kind of underlying. We may or may not be conscious of these. So these are some of the beliefs that when we start to take a first step at trying to get whatever it is that we want to manifest, those will be one of the things that's going to show up. And so I just want to briefly go through my suggestion on how to do a manifestation, and then I'll go into talking about how to process the beliefs that's not supporting you to have that goal. So the first thing is you have to, I would highly suggest that you write down whatever it is that you want to manifest. So in other words, write down your goals. That will help you kind of nail it down and be more specific and focus your own attention as well in what it is that you want. So write it out in a sentence. For example, let's say I want $1 million, just out of the top of my head. Okay, so I want $1 million. So that can be a goal. However, the best kind of goal to write is actually something that, for example, it has to be something that is positive, which means that you should say, I want something, or I allow myself to have something, or I decide that I want something, rather than you say, I don't want to be poor. So that's stating something that you want in the negative. So that's what I mean by being positive. And the next thing is to make the sentence so that it is now. So don't say that you want to have $1 million in 2 weeks' time, or in 2 days' time, or even in 2 hours' time. Make it now, because your mind really does not process time, like having things, creating things in the future, just does not compute, because you are a creator now. That's your essence. So when you try to convolute that and say you want to create, but not right now, only in 2 hours time, even though it's only 2 hours away, however, you are confusing yourself underneath. And the next thing to kind of be aware of is that when you write a goal, don't write a goal that does not involve just you. So let's say my goal is I want to have $1 million with my mother, let's say. So it has something to do with someone else. It's not good to do that because you're infringing on someone else's ability and free will to do that. Unless, of course, if the two of you decide to make a goal together and you both agree to it, then that's different. However, short of that, we suggest that you make a goal and to be just involving yourself. Let's say I want to have $1 million. So that would be good. And then, okay, so once you have the goal, then read the words to yourself. And then feel within yourself whether you believe that that's true and believe that that's going to happen. For example, I say I want $1 million. So do I really believe that I can have $1 million or not? So no one can tell you what it is that is going to be congruent for you. You will have to write the goal down and then really pay attention to your own sensation on how you feel about the goal. And when you write the goal and you can feel that, okay, those are the right words, then that would be the goal to use. And now the next thing is that when you start to do the manifestation, you think about having that $1 million, let's say. So just imagine having yourself surrounded by all that $1 million. And then you have to start to notice what comes up. Just like when we did the meditation last time, I asked you all to notice what sensation, what feelings, what self-talk comes up. So what I mean by that is that when you have a goal, then all the beliefs that you don't even know is there, that is not congruent and to allow you to have whatever it is that you want to manifest, they would start to give you a feeling that is different. So let's say if you, how do you tell about different? Is that, let's say you have $10 in your hand, and you say, I have $10. So you kind of just take note of how your body feel when you say that. And then the next thing is you say, I have $1 million. So unless you have $1 million already and you can hold it in your hand, which I would imagine that most of us don't, or at least not so easily to arrange it, is that you have to notice what's the difference in your body when you say that, even though you don't have what it is that you want to manifest yet in your hand. You just say that I have $1 million in my hand. And then you start to notice, okay, so because it's not already there in front of you, so your body would have a very different sensation than when you have $10 in your hand and you say, I have $10 in my hand. So that's what I mean by notice the difference. That it would be the congruence in your body. So whatever it is that is incongruent, then you know that those are the things that you need to process. So how to process? So then it depends on how your incongruence show up. So for example, let's say if I say I have $1 million, let's say. So what I feel is that it's actually it's like a fear that comes up in myself. So the fear of the unknown is like, well, I never had $1 million before, and all of a sudden I have something that I have never had. So then that kind of gave me that's where the fear of the unknown start to comes up for me. So I never knew that, you know, I actually have so much fear surrounding fear of the unknown, because you know, I've been to Europe and go to Spain and go to different countries all by myself, and I've done a lot of things by myself, and I didn't really feel that same sensation. Whereas when I think about what it is that I want to manifest and really think of already having what it is that I want, and all of a sudden this fear of the unknown comes up. So what can I do? So I'm just going to kind of do a demo and then walk, kind of let you all know. So fear of the unknown is really something that I've noticed lately that is kind of blocking me from having what I really want. So as I think of that fear of the unknown, what it came up for me is the first thing to do is really to calm yourself down a little bit first, because the fear of the unknown is just an energy. It's just a thought form. So this is really the way, is really to process the energy. And this kind of works in a lot of things. It doesn't have to be a fear. It can be an anger, or it can be frustration. Still, it is energy. So this process of working with processing and the energy can apply to pretty much everything that would come up in terms of the beliefs that's not supporting you. So the first thing is to really start to breathe and put yourself in more of a calm state. And this actually allows you to hear your own internal dialogue better. And if you want to, you can actually connect to your higher self, and that way you can. So do the 5, 2, 8, 1, 2, and 3, connect and also align. That will actually help you with processing that as well. So then once you kind of calm down and be able to help and hear yourself better, your internal dialogue, then ask questions. Ask, is this my fear? Because it could be something that is collective. So everyone would have that fear. So you want to ask whether it is my fear or whether it is my parents' fear, and I just took on that belief. So the point is to find out more about that fear of the unknown. So find out where the origin of that is. Is it something that is yourself uniquely? Is it mostly your parents? Is it your collect from the human collective? And sometimes it could be a combination of all of those. So kind of get a percentage. Let's say it is 100% yours, or is it only 10% yours? And then let's say maybe 40% is your parents and 50%, the rest of the 50% is from the human collective. So kind of get a sense of whether it is mostly yours or mostly someone else's. So once you kind of know where the origin of that is from, then ask yourself to feel where is that energy mostly residing in, because you have the body, and the body is really how and where you process any kind of energy. So ask you, and then if you don't really hear an answer, then you just feel in your body, where is it bothering you most when you have that thought? It could be a pain in your shoulder. It could be in your stomach. It could be. So for me, it is somewhere between the heart and the stomach. So it's like there is a column that's between my heart and my stomach. And that's where, for me, the fear of unknown is. I can feel that physically. And now the next step is to welcome that fear of the unknown. So when you welcome something, you really allow that energy inside yourself. And when you allow something to happen, then you give it room to move around and room to transform if the energy chooses to transform. However, if you reject something, you lock it in position and you can't get at it. So that's why you welcome in the fear or whatever it is that you're trying to process. So you welcome it in and then just kind of mentally allow it to exist. And you're not trying to get rid of it. You're not trying to delete it. So at first, you just welcome it in and you just allow it to be. And that also allows you to be with it as well. And you just observe. And when you start to observe something, it just naturally will start to transform. So now what I feel is that fear of the unknown is starting to soften. So I don't feel it as such a solid column of energy anymore. It has kind of softened. And now I feel the kind of the tightness in my stomach area is softening. And it's actually getting smaller, that energy. And the next thing I would suggest to do is to talk to that energy. Allow it to communicate with you. So what I'm hearing from that energy of fear of the unknown is that it is trying to protect me, because it feels that its job is to make sure that I don't rush into things and get myself in trouble. So that's why it's giving me this fear of the unknown in order to help me and protect me. So I thank this fear of the unknown. Thank you very much. It is actually doing its job. And I just allow it to exist. And thank you very much. And I acknowledge that it seemed to think that it has the job of protecting me. And so other beliefs start to come up. The belief that I am not good enough to handle anything that comes my way. That's why it's trying to protect me, to make sure that I don't rush into things, so that I don't need to react. And so the next kind of unconscious belief is coming up. And that's normal, because the beliefs usually are kind of linked together. So when I notice the next belief, that it fears that I may not be enough to handle all the things that may come at me if I rush into things, then just acknowledge that this feeling of not enough. Just acknowledge it, and again, let it transform, and just say that, you know, this, acknowledge that the belief that I'm not smart enough or quick enough to handle whatever it is that comes at me. Thank you very much. It feels that it has the job of protecting me. So I acknowledge it and then just observe it and see what happens. See if it starts to transform on its own without me doing anything else other than just acknowledge and observe it. And after I allow this energy, these unsupportive beliefs to exist and just acknowledge and observe it for after a while, and there's really no hard and fast rule on how long. You really kind of gauge. Because when you first acknowledge and observe it, it will start to transform a bit. And you wait until it kind of stops and there's no more transformation. Then you kind of give the next step, is that, okay, it is my intent to release this fear of the unknown. And also the fear that I may not be fast enough or smart enough to handle what comes at me next. That it is my intent to release all these fear back to the infinite source. And you kind of wait and see if this energy is ready to leave. And if it says, yes, I'm ready to leave, and you kind of get it's a feeling of ease, so there's no resistance there. Or you may feel some resistance, so it really depends on whether that energy is willing to leave or not. If it is willing to leave, then you kind of say, okay, so please leave now. It is my intent to release all this fear of the unknown, and fear that I may not be fast enough or smart enough to handle what comes at me. So all this fear, I am ready to release it back to the infinite source. And you allow it to go. Allow it to go and leave. And you kind of gauge whether there is how fast is leaving, or how long. And you kind of gauge that. So now I kind of feel more easy in my body. I don't really feel, my stomach is completely okay now. So it's just my heart area. I still feel kind of that there is something there at the end. There's still some energy there that's related to this fear. And so I would ask, is this fear ready to leave 100%, or maybe less than 100%? So it's giving me maybe about 70%. Okay, so great. 70% is fine. Thank you very much for doing your job. And so you accept whatever percentage you get. And you just let that energy go. And sometimes what happens is that when you allow it to go, the 70%, and after the 70% go, it may come back and say, okay, I'm ready to release the rest, all of the rest. And sometimes they will say, okay, I'm only okay to leave 70%, and that's it. I don't want to release any more. And so that means all you can do is process 70% of it. So what you do is let go of the 70% and then come back at this again. Do another round of this again tomorrow. Or maybe wait a couple of hours and then do it, depending on how fast you want to let go of the belief. So, yeah, so 70% is all that it wants to leave today. So thank you very much for the 70%. And so then you just let that go and don't try to force anything, because it's energy. It's there for whatever reason. So you allow the energy to be processed all on its own. Don't force anything. And then all you have to do is just put a note, make a note for yourself so that you'll come back and do the same processing at a later date. So then that's really how I would process any fear, any limiting belief, all of that. So the wording may be a little different. So this is the fear of the unknown. So it can be, if it is, let's say, an anger, so you're mad at somebody, then you want to process that. So you would use the wording. The only thing that changes is just the wording. It would be the same process. So the process again would be, first thing is to just calm your own breathing and also connect so that you can hear your own inner voice. And then the second one is to find out more about that whatever it is that you're trying to process, whether it is fear, anger, or is it a limiting belief. You want to find out more. You want to find out whether it is yourself, your own, or is it something that you got from your parents, your friends, or from whatever sources. So you want to find out the source of that. And then you want to focus on the third thing is, where is it in your body? Where is the energy being stuck at? And it's important to do that, because that gives you a measure. Because if you can feel something in your body, and when the energy starts to transform, then how your body does not have the same sensation, or if it does, then that would tell you how much of it you have processed. And then the fourth is to just welcome the belief, or if it's a fear, then it's a fear. So whatever it is, you welcome that energy and allow it to be in your body so that you can start to transform it. And then number five is you start to talk to that energy to get more information out of it, and also to find out what's the reason. A lot of the times you have, whether it's fear or whether it is anger, there is a reason for it. And a lot of times it's the belief is there to actually protect you. that is one of the favorite excuse for any kind of limiting belief is that it is trying to actually protect you. So find out why, and then also allow it to start to transform as well. And then number six is really to tell, to give the intent that you want to release it back to the infinite source. You want to get rid of it, or you want to let it go. And then you see whether the energy is willing to go or not. And if it's willing to go, is it willing to go 100%? Or is it only 30%, 70%, or even 99.9%? So then you would, if it's not 100% ready to go, then you just allow the whatever percentage is ready to go to leave today, and then you follow up and process the rest. And if it's not willing to go, then you kind of have a dialogue and find out what is the reason it still wants to stick around. Sometimes maybe there is a very good reason, maybe something that you overlooked. And a lot of times I find that the reason is that, for example, I have this, I remember I was doing this processing a negative belief, and it's actually trying to, because if I don't have that belief anymore, the fear is that I would no longer be close to my family. So then in my unconscious mind, that is a big fear, that I would lose my loved ones because I don't, I start to be able to empower myself. So the fear is that I may start to drift away from my loved ones. So that is actually a big fear. So you need to know what it is, and then you have to kind of check in to see, is it real? Is it true? Do you really want to release this? And if it's still, you still feel that you want to release it, then you kind of need to let your the energy and your unconscious mind know that, yes, this may have been true maybe like 50 years ago or 30 years ago when you were young. This may be true, but now it's no longer true. Circumstances has changed. So you're at the point where you are sure that even if you let go of this protective energy or protective belief, you would still be okay. So that's kind of the way to process any negative belief. And so I just want to actually close. Let's see what time we have now. I kind of talked too much this evening. Yes, so actually I just want to do a quick meditation. And the quick meditation is to take you all into the fifth dimension, because as I mentioned, the higher your frequency is, the easier it is for you to manifest. So I would like to end tonight by taking you all to a higher frequency. So let's just stop this recording.